Hello and welcome to my second ever podcast. Today we are going to be talking about mental health with athletes, something that isn't talked about enough, not just college athletes, but high school athletes. There's so many different things that can cause someone to get into a depression, especially in times with COVID and season being canceled. Some of the things that I've experienced firsthand is just being labeled as an athlete, the grind that it takes, especially at the college level. You have to sacrifice everything. You have bad games, and someday, eventually, everything comes to an end. You have your last high school game. You have your last college game. These are all things that I can definitely say that I face throughout my high school career, and I'm facing right now with my college season being canceled. So as you probably know, I'm a college basketball player at Green River Community College. I had a great career at White River High School, where I broke the record for most points average in school history. I won MVP, scoring 26.5 points per game. I was a 1,000-point scorer, and I was third in scoring in all of Washington. So with this success, you would think I was happy, right? Nope. I battled through some of the toughest times in my life throughout my senior year of high school, even with all this success. If you would have told me when I was a kid that I would have this much success in basketball and be able to play college basketball, I would have thought you were crazy if you said that I wasn't happy. And I think that's the issue with everyone around the world, is that when they see someone being successful in a sport or something that they love, they automatically think that they're happy, and they don't think that they have other things going on around in their life. I had always been a kid that kind of acted happy and tried to bring people up around him when I was dealing with my own problems, so nobody really knew what I was going through. But in December is really when I faced my first heartbreak and first thing that really tore me apart. And that was when my family had first death, which we lost our cousin. It's just one of those things where you kind of think to yourself, what could I have done differently to prevent this? Like, what could I have done to have been there for him? And it's all too late, so it just runs through your mind every single day, and it just eats you alive, especially from someone that I considered was my favorite cousin. When we were younger, he was like a brother to me, and I looked up to him, and you can see that in so many videos with him, that I would always copy things that he was doing, and I would always try to be like him because he was like an inspiration to me. So around January, I had a breakout in school that I didn't even tell my family about. I had a bad game the day before, and a kid came up to me and started talking crap about how I played bad. And at the same time, like, I was still going through my, like, I just lost my cousin, and it was so fresh in my mind, and it was in my mind the entire game too. And so having that on your mind with the crowd talking crap to you, and then going to school the next day with people talking crap about how you played, I had my first breakout, and I yelled at the kid, and I started cussing him out, and I got kicked out of class, and it was rough. That's when I really started to look at myself, and I knew that I wasn't happy and that something was wrong with me. And the feeling that the only reason that you have friends and the only reason that you have popularity is because that you were successful in basketball is not a good feeling. Because I remember when I was younger and nobody knew that I was a basketball player and I was kind of new here, I didn't have very many friends, and all my friends came through basketball. So when I actually think about how many people I connect with on a personal level, it is not very many. Sure, I might have been popular to everybody in high school, but the amount of people that I really connect with on a personal level is so low. And that started to hit me hard my senior year, because you lose a lot of that popularity after high school, and you only stay friends with the people that you connect with on a personal level. And right now that's probably four people for me. And that is not a lot. So fast forward to the end of my high school career. We made it to state, something that was always a goal of mine and something I dreamed of as a kid. I always dreamed of getting a ring. And we didn't end up doing that. We got eighth place, and I ended up playing the two worst games of my entire career there. And it was a terrible feeling that I had so much success the entire year just to let my team down, let my family down. That was my team, and it sucked. I put a lot of pressure on myself going into those games, and I didn't succeed at all. And I have to live with that every single day that that's how my high school career ended. After that, school wasn't the same. I didn't have motivation to do schoolwork. It was a struggle every single day to get out of bed and go to school. And you knew that you would have to deal with people talking crap about the games because people thought they were cool doing that. And I had to deal with that every single day throughout high school. So then this whole COVID thing came up. We were worried that school was going to get canceled, where I was really hoping that school would get canceled. I just wanted a 2 or 3 week break, but I didn't know that it was going to be this serious and we would be out for this long. And the amount of things that closed down and how much my life changed when COVID came. So I just signed with Green River to play basketball there. Got some scholarship money, which was exciting. But I was not ready for the grind at all that it was going to take to become a college athlete, especially with where I was mentally. I had just gotten out of a relationship that crushed me and that really, really brought me down to the lowest point of my life. And that's not something that you really think about in athletes that they can face every single day. Like when you look at your favorite stars playing on NBA, you just think, oh, they had a good game. They're probably fine. Everything's going good in their life. You don't think about the struggles that they face every single day, getting out of bed and the grind they have to put in and the work that they put in to get there. So I was trying to grind every single day and become a better basketball player while struggling with this hard depression of really thinking about ending it all every single day. And that is not easy at all. That is the toughest thing that I've ever had to do. And I honestly did not think that I was going to be able to make it out of it. And that's something scary to talk about, but so as you can tell, there's a lot of things that can go wrong as a college athlete, as a high school athlete, at any level athlete. It's not as easy as it might seem. And with success, it doesn't mean that happiness is with there. So I had to make a change. And I really, really started to make a change when I had a breakdown and almost ended it all. And I knew that I had to make a change. So my new schedule consisted of waking up, and as soon as I got out of bed, I would go for a walk. Without doing anything else, I would go for a walk. It kind of gets your mind right, gets your body going, makes you feel better about yourself, and makes you feel like you're doing something productive as soon as you get out of bed. And then I started to go on a diet where I haven't eaten junk food in a while, and I just only eat healthy things, and it's really made an impact on my body and my mind where I don't really think negatively. And especially as being a college athlete, lifting and running every day has been something that has really helped me not think about the bad things and just focus on the future and let the past be the past, and something that's really helped a lot. And doing those things isn't going to be enough to make you happy. It can be a starter for change, but you really, really need to take time to yourself and love yourself. And sure, those things might help get you towards that, but you need to make a bigger sacrifice in order to find that happiness. And for me, I cut off everybody for 6 months. I didn't leave the house. I was just here every day and just putting in work on being a better person and getting stronger mentally and physically so that I could be ready for the real world again and ready to go out there and not deal with these mental problems every single day. And you have to think about that shift going from high school, being a kid who was considered to be one of the most popular kids in the school, to then not talking to anybody for 6 months. That was a huge shift for me, and it was something that was really hard on me, and I almost gave up so many times on it. But when you power through it and you keep on going, man, it helped me get to a point where I'm the happiest I've ever been. And I might not have the most friends in the world right now, and I might not have basketball going right now, but I'm at the strongest mental place I've ever been in my entire life. And it was all because of my new schedule and the sacrifices that I made. So the main point of this story is I really want you to challenge yourself to think about your favorite athletes or people at your school or people around you. And you got to stop putting that label on them that they're just an athlete and that they're okay if they're having success and they're fine. They don't have anything else going on around them. They're not dealing with breakups. They're not dealing with family deaths, they're not dealing with anything like that. And that's not true. Everybody faces real life problems, and athletes are the exact same as everybody else. They're the exact same in terms of being human than dealing with the same problems, but they go the extra step of having to grind every single day to get better at their sport and to be successful. If they're not putting in the extra work, they are not going to be successful in their sport unless they have like something that you can't teach. If they're like 7 feet tall, that's the only way that they'll be successful without putting in the work. To wrap this up, I'm going to say that this goes for anybody. This doesn't just go for college athletes. If you want to make yourself happy, if you want to love yourself, you have to go through the sacrifices to do so. It's not going to be an easy process to get out of the depression that seems like it never goes away. And when you make those sacrifices, it might be hard at the time, but trust me, it is worth it, and keep pushing through. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Stay tuned for the next one.